Hilariously Melbourne. Get a hilarious adventure into work every morning with Phoebe, Bev and Nick. And get an epic adventure into art at the Loom Melbourne, Australia's first digital art gallery. Visit now to see the work of Vincent van Gogh like never before.
101, this is the... You know, I went to Sydney for the weekend, took the girls up there. Really great weekend. And then we were coming home. And yesterday, flight was delayed. There was a crew member that wasn't... didn't turn up. So the plane gets, it's an interesting one, isn't it? Because they won't Saturday wait for night. Passengers that are running late, but they'll wait an hour and a half for a crew member who hasn't turned up.
Wow.
Anyway, we were waiting there and difficult travelling with toddlers at times. Oh. Some people have toddlers that are easy to travel with.
At times?
Oh,
all
I know,
times.
I know.
Especially by yourself.
Well, yeah. As a single parent, it not having that backup and just with two kids. So we were at the airport and when I realised this was like at 12, when I realised it was going to be an hour and a half, I thought, I can't wait for the sandwich on the plane. I'm going to have to get food. So we were sitting at the gate and I thought, oh, Red Rooster, excellent. I'll go and get some chips.
Great.
So went up and took the girls, and it wasn't far from where our bags were, but I was doing that thing where I didn't want to move our bags from the gate. So I'm looking at those. I'm at Red Rooster, I've ordered the chips. And then Daisy's doing this thing at the moment that two-year-olds do, and she's decided it's funny to run off on Mum because Mum freaks out.
Good game, because you have to chase her.
She looks at me as she's sort of backing away from me, and I go, no, Daisy, come on, no, please don't. Then she has this cheeky grin on her face, and she runs, and she's just running, and I'm chasing her.
I'll tell you how to fix it really quick.
Yes.
Don't chase her. But then watch her and then all of a sudden they go, oh, she doesn't care. And they've got to come back.
Well, see, it's funny you say that because she started to go and I was shaking my head because I'm in the queue and also I've got Trixie. So you go, hang on, I can't run off because if I run off, what's Trix doing?
Well, Mummy will buy you a toy.
So she's walking away from me, but I've got her in my eyesight. Yeah. And then she does the turn and bolt. So at which point I did bolt because I'm like, grab Trixie's hand, we're running, we're going. So we're running after her, but she's fast.
They get quick now.
She's really fast. Yeah. And then I can see as I'm running after Daisy, there's a woman that's sort of in front of me now running after, I think she's running late for a flight or maybe running after Daisy. I don't know what's happening. This woman's in front of me running and I'm like, what's going on? And then Daisy sort of turned a corner and then the woman turned the corner and I went, I think she's chasing my child.
Oh.
And I have this weird moment of,
what a win.
Is this an abduction happening? Like she's going to go and
what
chase.
A win.
I would have gone back to Red Rooster. Oh, thank God somebody sorted this. The dream.
Anyway,
I'll get a flavor wrap.
Next minute, she's launched forward and she's grabbed Daisy, which actually genuinely scared me.
Because
I'm watching a woman launch for my child, and but I'm right behind the woman.
Roundhouse
to
the head?
I've just gone, well, hey, it's all good. I've got her. At what point the woman turned around and went, no, you beep and haven't.
Oh.
And I went, I just got yelled at. And I went, no, it's all good. I'm her mum. I'm here. She goes, well, you weren't swearing. You weren't here.
Mm.
And I went, and I've just grabbed Daisy off her and just went, and she's then walked off just swearing her head off. And just
did Daisy say, Mum, she swears like you?
No, ha, ha, ha. No, Daisy's never heard those words before. She didn't know what was going on.
All right, kids, change your plans. We're going home in the back of the duty.
I was so, things, like it shocked me. I was already, I didn't like watching a woman run for her, but I wanted to, and then the woman's taken off and she went to a bathroom and I've grabbed the girls and we actually didn't even go back for the chips. I went, chips are done now.
Oh,
we're going back to the seat. No, because it really shocked. I was rattled, but I also thought, like, I'm one of those people who, after an argument, want to go back and revisit the argument. Because when I said, oh, it's okay, I'm here, and she said, you weren't here, I felt like going, but I'm right next to you.
Do you think if you're here, I'm here. Do you think a fight's like a debate?
Yeah, a little bit.
And you're ready to come in and close?
Well, I got so... had this woman even been a mother? Has she been a single parent with two kids travelling? And what do you do when your toddler runs? You run after them, but if she's faster than me...
Was that what you would have said to her when you went back to her?
No, I don't know.
You even a mum?
I had lots of things. It was really disappointing because it did throw
Tell
me.
Tell her now.
And then, I don't even know where she is.
No, but just on air.
She's in Sydney and she wasn't on the Melbourne flight.
Yeah.
Oh, if she'd been on my flight, I would have gone up. Would have found
been good
her,
for my podcast.
She might have been
a flight brawl. Get you on.
But who does
Easy
that
access.
To another mum? Because then I thought she can't be a mum because if you've not had a toddler that runs off. Like, honestly, if I'd stayed waiting for my chips, she had an argument. If I actually decided to stay at Red Rooster and not chase my child, but I was chasing her. I was trying to catch her.
It's like I used to hate crying kids on planes until I had a crying kid on a plane. And now you see, if I'm flying by myself and I see other parents getting on with kids, you always give them the, it's a little nod. It's like a little respectful,
yes.
Good luck. Good luck on your journey.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
I was flying back from Sydney and I had the two girls on my own, and a big shout out, big respect for single parents that travel alone. It's quite difficult to, when you've got two kids, when one kid is playing, what I say kid, she's a toddler, she's just come out of being a baby. But anyway, she's loving this game where she runs away, which isn't, it's fun at a park. Because then you're running around a park. Mm. But what I realised yesterday at the airport when she runs off on me, not so much fun. Anyway, I was chasing her, but she'd got a fair lead on me. And then a woman just decided to chase her too. And then when I finally, and she grabbed her, and I was like 0.1 of a second behind the woman. And when I said, hey, hey, it's my daughter, I've got her. She just went, no, you effing haven't. And went me. And I remember there's so many things I'd love, because I was just so shocked that I was yelled at and I didn't really say anything, but I'd love to go back to that moment and say to her, are you a mum? Have you had a toddler? Have you travelled on your own?
I can't believe that's what you'd use the time machine for, to go back and have a stern
It'd
word.
Be a quick finger in the throat.
No. But also, and it's a really good reminder to never judge other people's parenting because you're not
in it all the time.
You're not in their shoes and you don't know what's going on. And what this woman didn't realise was I had another child too, so I'm actually trying to balance keeping both my children with me at the airport.
Trixie just looked at all the other passengers and said, oh, it's happening again.
It's
a normal
Trixie
thing.
Just said, where are my chips? Now we've got Sean in North Dandenong. Hi, Sean.
Hey guys, how are we?
Shawnee.
Sean, have you had someone parent your parenting?
Most definitely. I have to use the word stay-at-home dad, but I'm a stay-at-home dad. And I was down the street with my son. I reckon Tom was about 18 months at the time. It was 14, 15 years ago. And he'd been fed, watered, changed, just having a grumpy moment as children can do.
Oh, yeah.
And I was pushing the pram around and he was sooking and sooking. And I wasn't paying him enough attention because I'd done all I could and he was just having a sook. And this lady walked up, grabbed my son out the pram and said, you are doing it wrong.
Oh.
Yeah.
No.
I've had this.
My response, poltergeist came out of my mouth and I was, put my child down. I was shaking with rage. I could not believe this woman had the audacity to touch my son.
I know. Actually, sure, that's it. That's how I felt too. She grabbed Daisy and I'm like, you don't put your hands on my child.
You know, you see at a pub, you'll see like a bloke just out of nowhere, trying to teach a young chick how to play pool just for no reason. That's middle-aged women talking to blokes with their kids. They all do it. I'll show you what to do. Yeah, I'm all right. I know what I'm doing. Please.
Sean,
don't just assume I don't know what's going on.
How did that end?
After I firmly told her to put my child down with a whole lot of restraint, because I'd never got so angry so quickly in my life, I walked with my pram over to the local coffee place, and a few people had seen it, and they know me, and they came over. I was shaking. I was that angry. I don't think I've ever been that angry before. That,
so you sat around the Father's Day group, and you all had a coffee?
Well, no, it was the Mother's Day group. Yeah, it's all the same thing.
Sean, I get
well done,
it. I felt that feeling yesterday. Oh, thank you for calling. Danny and Berwick. Hi, Danny.
Hi, Fifi, Nick, and how are you?
Yeah, good. Danny, have you had your parenting parented?
Yes, I had an incident at Aussie Hoops, which is like an Aussie kick basketball.
Yeah.
And I've got a 5 and 6-year-old, so life's pretty busy. And like always on a Friday night at 6 o'clock, everyone comes to the cafe to get hot chips and dim sims and potato cake. So the lady beside us had some hot chips. So my dearest son Kobe decided to have a full meltdown, strip completely naked, and pretty much do a nice run across the basketball court.
Moody run.
Training.
Don't worry, I've done that after the pub a few times, Danny. It's fine.
He reminded me of his uncle, I can tell you that. He loves his footy too. So, yeah, I had this woman come up to me and I just let him run off because he was already in his little tantrum, as I call them. she said to me, can you control your son? And I said, no. Oh. I said, he's just having fun. And she said, well, I hope you have a good weekend and I hope you have a miserable Mother's Day. And I looked at her and I said, you are not a mother, because if you were, you would feel my pain right now. And I just smiled and nodded and I waved goodbye and I said, you have a beautiful weekend.
Manny, well done. Oh, so graceful. Oh,
should have let her tie go.
You have to be with two boys. It's a hard life.
You do. Do you know what, Danny? You just reminded
kids?
Me.
What's someone without kids doing at junior basketball? Get out of here.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you know what,
That'd be the umpire or something.
But even, Danny, you just reminded me, at the end of that flight, because there were some issues on the flight too, her little ears were popping and she was screaming. Yeah. But then at baggage carousel at Tullamarine, Daisy was exhausted, like flight delayed. She's losing it. She's just cracking it and she's not happy and she wants to get home. And then this dear old lady, she came up to me and just put her hand on my shoulder and just patted it. I could have broken down in tears. Just one of those moments where you go, oh, just somebody understands.
Well, you could
it was
have
a
taken,
beautiful moment.
Could have taken the attention off Daisy because everyone was looking at her crying. You should have got nude and ran down the aisle.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Yes, there is no one nicer in the industry than the woman who has graced us with her presence in the studio, Jess Malloy.
I'm just jamming now, now.
Well, you know what? You should be jamming because your new song, Automatic.
Oh, yes! Yes!
Babe, pump the gas in. Don't hit the brakes. London,
yo! You have smashed
it. Oh, my God. Wow. Can you just sing the rest of the songs for us today? It sounds on a
day. I could do this all day.
You're just killing it.
Thank
I mean, every
you,
the voice, you are absolutely starring,
voice,
smashing it.
Yeah, like it's been so insane, obviously, to take, be in the red chair, first of all, and be that coach and, give wisdom as much as I can, experience to a lot of these artists that are just, they're braving it, really. They're coming on and they're really switching up their style. And although that, they may not sing R&B or soul, they'll give it a go. So it's nice to be able to sit there and watch them, be that sponge and take it all in and use that. Yeah.
We're going to play a fun game with you, Jess. This is the first time we've done it on the show and we've been waiting for the right guest and we thought this game, you will love it.
Oh
I think
gosh.
You will excel at it.
Okay.
It's a little game we call Let's Get Lyrical.
Let's get lyrical, lyrical. Get them all, it's a miracle. Let's get lyrical.
Yeah. Now, what do you think of Leon's voice? That was our producer,
was
DJ
that,
Sher.
Was that you?
That's
wow.
Leon.
Wow, not pretty good.
Me or me.
That's good. You had a little bit of like vibrato in there,
Didn't quite hit your licks.
Licks, yeah. Yo, who's in them terms?
I wouldn't
tell much. Vocal terms.
Here's how the game works, Jess.
Yes.
We're going to give you a word.
Okay.
And you have 5 seconds. There'll even be a clock.
5 seconds.
To think of a song that has that word in the lyrics.
All right, I'm going to take my.
Oh, this is fun.
Oh, hello. Business.
Business. This is, we are
okay,
on.
This is good.
I was going to wear that today. I'm happy I didn't. It would have been very embarrassing.
Green on green.
Okay, so do we have a clock ready? Because it's 5 seconds.
Good
it's going
to
go fast, Jess, but I reckon you are good for this.
All
okay.
Right.
Can you think, Jess Malloy, of a song that has the word mountain in it?
Oh, my God.
10 seconds.
No.
Ain't no mountain high.
Oh, my gosh. I love that song. My goodness. Look, the pressure is real.
Wow.
The pressure is intense.
Okay, I wasn't turning my chair.
Okay, I've got another one. Damn it. Got to get Jess back.
Okay, I got this.
Hey, Fee, say automatic.
Yeah. I'm getting there.
I got this. All right.
Okay, you've got this. Come on, Jess.
Right.
Should we make it 10 seconds? I'm just wondering.
Yeah, make it 10.
Let's make it 10. Here we go. You got 10 seconds, Jess. Can you think of a song with the lyric world?
If I could change the world, I'd do one for my love.
Yeah.
Oh, is that the word?
Yeah.
What's it called? If I could change the world, I would be a sunlight in your universe. Is that it? You would
yes.
take my love? Yeah.
Change the world.
Eric
change
Clapton.
The world.
Eric
yeah. Clapton.
That's him.
Bang.
That is great. Okay,
oh
you're back on the board.
Okay.
Here's another one.
Oh, guys, that was too long.
Can you think of a song with the
gosh,
word
too intense.
Tonight?
Oh,
Oh gosh, my gosh! Oh my god, tonight
I'm in love with you tonight. Give me everything tonight.
Too much.
Bit of Pitbull.
No, I lost that one, sorry.
Okay, I'm gonna get you back in it. I'll get you back in it. I reckon this one's an easier one. Here we go. You've got this, Jess. Can you think of a song? Poor Jess Malboy, we've broken you.
Gosh.
Put the jacket back on, I think.
Okay. Yeah, I'm up near the coat.
Can you think of a song with the lyric, stop?
Stop right now. Thank you very much. I need somebody with a human touch.
Spice Girls, yes.
Yes.
Now this one, you just need one more to win.
Really?
Okay. Yeah, you're hanging the balance here. There's a lot on this. Jess Malboy.
Oh, come on.
Here we go. Ending on a toughie.
Oh, no.
Can you think of a song with the lyric automatic in it?
Automatic. Hands me, babe. Jessica Malboy.
Fifi
Fever, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Single men may want to know this. Single women have revealed their biggest turn-offs when dating men. Can you guess any boys?
Speaking about your ex.
Oh, you've read it.
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay.
I just assumed that'd be the number one no-go-to.
Yep.
Yeah.
What did you say, Nick?
B.O.
Correct. You both. Well done. This is good. Well, you're both married. This makes sense. You know exactly what you're talking about. Bad personal hygiene, speaking about your ex, lack of manners, constantly checking your phone. Phones are a problem.
Yeah, especially
they really
if they're
are everywhere.
That's what you're going to do, though.
And being rude to waiting staff, people around.
Nothing sickens me more.
Yep.
Than people being rude to. I think everyone, like South Korea, everyone has to do 2 years in the military. I think Australia, everyone should have to work in a service job for 2 years and you'll never be rude again. Because if you've ever worked at a pub or a restaurant, you know what people are going through. You don't act like
that's so true.
Fact, can you just own one? You have to work there, do you?
Well, you should work in one.
Because I've owned one and customers are rude, bro. Real bad.
Yeah, because they haven't worked in one.
And the waiters, that's what I'm saying. And the waiters and the people, the staff, they were rude too. They can get nasty.
Sounds like you ran a terrible restaurant.
No, but they get demanding. They demand stuff. It's bad.
Which ones? The customers
or some staff. They do. They could be nightmares. I'm telling you.
Yeah,
I owned a restaurant.
We want more money on a Sunday. I didn't get it in the AFL.
We had the best restaurant. We were the best. We gave them everything. And they want super. They want this. They want date.
They want super.
No, not when you're casual.
All right, George.
Not when you're casual. And they want to get paid for sick days when they're casual. No, it's not how it works. Anyway, that's my little,
It's funny.
It sounds like a nightmare.
No, that was some trigger points just got hit.
I just see you've been totally triggered there.
Yeah.
I didn't even.
And then
people don't even
owners
know
stole all our money and left. It was awesome fun. Anyway, keep going.
That's awful. I'm so sorry.
I'm amazed that your background in the AFL didn't help you run a business.
Well, I didn't do it. It was Alex. So you're knocking her, are you?
I'd
be very careful.
Oh, I'm in big trouble here. I'm in Silver Linings Part 2.
Mate, you're in big trouble.
I think you're. On reflection, single people are fine. Let's just leave.
Fifi Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
Imagine this, you're on a flight. This happened in the US. You're on a flight, 40 minutes into the flight, and the captain says, we need to turn around. We're turning the plane around.
Well, that's good. That's normally safety first. You know, they've got an issue.
Yes.
No grog left. Got to go stock up.
Yeah.
Well, the issue was that the co-pilot was not qualified to fly.
Yeah,
had not completed the final assessment.
That's not great.
No, it's not.
And they only realised that on the flight.
That's the thing, Fev. Like, I'm thinking, one, well, you should check that off before they get on the plane and fly it. But why did you wait until they were on it to check?
They must have been having a chat. And he was like, oh, so where did you get your licence? And he'd be like, oh, I'm not licensed yet. And he'd be like, what?
Yeah.
That must have been what happened.
Well, ground staff apparently communicated. So it was from ground staff.
Oh.
So they've got call from the flight tower going, hey, we've just checked your credentials. You shouldn't be up there, mate. You're going to have to turn that plane around.
I've seen those planes. Surely just one dude could fly it. Why does the other dude need to fly it?
I've heard that sort of any of us can fly it. Apparently they're just like literally buttons you just press.
Tommy Little's a pilot.
I know. No.
You think the captain would have been all over it when the co-pilot put his L's up on the front and go, hold on, I don't know if he's good to go in.
But, you know, you often hear this that people, like, I was thinking, I've been underqualified for lots of things I've done.
Imagine him sticking an L plate on the front, just so other planes can see. That's pretty funny.
Like, you know, you hear that people do resumes and you lie on a resume. And then when you get in there, you go, I've never done this before. Yeah. Like I just pretended I've done stuff like this before. Are you not qualified for your job?
Like
that you've actually got at the moment.
I'm not qualified for this job. I didn't go to radio school like every other radio nerd burger.
Yeah.
And go out to all the regionals and stuff.
Yeah, I did. Well, you've got two members of the team. Josiah, we've done did you do radio school?
I was a landscaper.
How were you allowed to press those buttons?
I did a bit of journalism, actually.
Yeah.
So I did.
A bit of.
You did.
I'm the only person in this studio qualified to be here.
And that makes sense because you are clearly the best. This is actually a really good ad for radio school. Just what's happening in this room right now.
Josiah never went. And you're the one in control of you're the pilot over there.
I was landscaping when I started in radio, but I was 19. So
you did your regionals, though.
Yeah, for a couple of years.
You did regionals.
Oh, hang on, we've only just heard, Leon has just written us a message. Apparently James Costa, who is our audio engineer, he's amazing. He does so well. What
is anyone qualified in this building for anything?
What's your confession, James?
So I never finished my audio engineering degree.
We can see
I've been about two-thirds of the way in.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear that.
What happened? How did you not finish it?
Well, I was doing an internship here and Dom Evans and DJ Konski were like,
"Hold on,
you don't need to finish. It's all good. Don't stress." So I just left.
Really?
Wow.
So you're not qualified for your job.
What about you, Bill?
Whenever I consider finishing a tertiary course, I go, let me go to DJ Konski and see his views on my future. Nah, bro, just quit.
James Blake, who is our newest member of the team, who's you're the big nerd burger. You would have done all this stuff.
99.95, I reckon.
Nah, okay. Dropped out of second year of media.
You're not qualified either.
Yeah.
You're too smart for it, or?
What was that?
Too smart for the course?
It was a bit of that.
I can see that. Honestly.
This is only going to make me dumber.
I'm just curious, though, James, how did you get a job as a dropout?
They just needed someone to press the buttons at the Fox and I was available.
Are we checking any resumes here?
Renee wouldn't have done it.
Yeah, I have a media and journalism.
You're the only one.
Really? Wow. Look at Renee.
Leon, you wouldn't have done it.
Hang on, I went to the same course as Fifi Box with Jim Barber.
And you finished it?
Absolutely. Flying colours.
It was only a 9-month course. It was hard not to finish it.
Marcel wouldn't have finished it. He's too busy gaming.
No, Marcel, you're qualified for your job. Marcel does all our social media, all our web, anything you see online. He's the genius behind that.
There's no way he finished it.
Well, I actually have an advanced diploma and a diploma and about 10 years editing experience before this job.
But that was in Africa.
There we go.
It doesn't count, yeah.
You're well qualified for the job.
I've never heard someone brag with a double diploma.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I've heard double degree, never double diploma.
I'll never be able to double down on anything.
Fifi, Feather, Nick's best picks on the Fox.
We were just talking about the pilot who mid-flight had to turn the plane around 40 minutes in because it was discovered he was unqualified for the job. And that's the one job you should be qualified for, is to fly a plane.
Why didn't he bring it up?
Not the one. I mean, there's plenty of things you should be qualified for as well. Surgery be one, I'd imagine.
Andy Lee, welcome to the studio. There he is. Ando, we've got lots to talk to you about, but
I want to chime in on this topic. I love this topic. Love people having a crack when they're underqualified. But a mate of mine was going for a job at a very, very high up law firm, and he looked at his resume and went, probably need something a little more. And so he put down...
a little mayo on the end of it. A little GST.
So he put down, can speak fluent Japanese. And got the job. So happy days. And he's doing really well. He's about 8 months in and gets a tap on the shoulder. Said, we need you in the boardroom.
Uh-oh.
He's like, no problem. And he went in there and there's six Japanese blokes at one end of the boardroom. And there's a really long boardroom. And then there's his team, the high execs at his law firm at the other end. And he sat in the middle, like alongside. And he doesn't know why because he can't remember that he's lied. The high execs go, I can start now. And the Japanese guy starts speaking in Japanese. And he's like, this is interesting. And then turns back down to his end of the table. And they're all looking at him going, okay, what did they say? And that was when it was clicked. In his head he's going, should I have a crack here?
100%.
You would.
100%.
So instead, he said, can I have a word with someone outside?
And they think there's something wrong, you know, they've started on
the
wrong
foot. Oh, there is. There's something very wrong. That's the need
and
for the word
said,
outside.
I've got a terrible confession to make, but I lied completely that I can speak Japanese. Mm. And thankfully he was doing well enough for the company that they kept him on.
Oh, you would have had a crack and brilliant. Just made up anything. Oh. Where's kittens? And the boys would have been well, what? 100%.
That is, I'm just trying to think though, what, like, I've lied.
Yeah, remember plenty when I, of times
yeah,
I've
exactly.
seen you lie.
I know.
When? What has she lied
no,
about?
No, but remember, you know this one, when I went to the UK and I wanted to get into radio over there when I was like 19, I said I was on Neighbours and I'd been on Home and Away because I thought, because they love Neighbours and Home and Away over there.
Crystal Ball.
And then
she become Brooke
20
Butler.
Years later, I was on Neighbours. So that was a self-fulfilling prophecy. Mm. That
wasn't,
yeah, that's when lying.
So what's the moral here? Go and lie as much as you want, kids. It'll turn out just fine.
Yes, I think so.
It'll work out great in the future.
Hilariously Melbourne. Australia's first digital art gallery, The Loom Melbourne, is an epic adventure into art. See the world's finest art transform into an awe-inspiring 360-degree experience. Buy tickets now. www.theloom.com. Located at the Melbourne Exhibition and Convention Centre. 101.9.